The statement, "Here we are," can be understood as a profound statement. Here we are. Here and now is where our lived experience resides. To be connected to what it's like to be alive, to be sentient, to be aware, can only occur in the present moment. And the practice of mindfulness is a practice of entering into our lived experience so we can begin to appreciate what our actual direct immediate experience is like. To see it for what it is. And some of the practices that we do are meant to be supports to help us or to remind us to enter into what's already happening, to enter into this present moment. And so such simple things as when you first sit down, taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. Is part of this support to connect to the present. So you might begin this morning with doing so, long, slow, deep breaths as your rib cage expands, to feel a connection with yourself from the inside. To feel the sensations of your body as you breathe. And as you exhale, maybe a longer exhale than usual, relaxing, settling into your place, your body, your breathing. Then letting your breath return to normal. And another support for being here is to scan your body to see if there's easy places that you can relax, soften in your body. The muscles of your face, your shoulders, the belly, and if you're able to relax parts of your body, even slightly, then let that be in the service of relaxing into your body more fully. Settling in. And one of the places that you might be able to soften a little bit is to soften that place in your body most associated with your thinking, the thinking muscle. Sometimes there are sensations of thinking that are quite tired, weary from a lifetime of thinking, lifetime of concerns. And to gently soften the thinking muscle, soften the tendency to think. And in that softening of the tendency to think, or the focus on thinking, letting go of thoughts, perhaps becoming aware of the gaps or the space between your thoughts or beyond your thoughts, spatially beyond thinking, your thoughts. There's a lot of space. Beyond the edges of thoughts and images, there's vast space. As you exhale, see if you can open up into or relax into the space, the spaciousness, the openness, the stillness of awareness. And then gently, with a gentle approach, without trying too hard or too directly, gently open up to the experience of breathing. Ease yourself into breathing. We breathe over 20,000 times a day. Your constant companion. Settling in. Settle into the experience of breathing. As if your breathing can breathe itself. At the end of the out-breath, relax to allow the in-breath to appear in its own ways as it wishes. Allow the exhale to begin on its own. Breathing in and breathing out. And perhaps rather than directing your attention to the breathing, see if you can allow the experience of breathing to come to you, to come into awareness. Relaxing your awareness. So awareness is allowing, receptive, an open field within which the experience of breathing comes and goes. If you're relaxed and aware, a variety of things will arise in awareness, and things will pass in awareness. The in-breath will begin, and it'll end. Sounds will appear and disappear. Thoughts that you didn't have will appear, and then they'll stop and not be there anymore. Some things arise and pass quickly, some things slowly. Even your awareness, focusing on certain things, will arise and pass. Settle back, relax, open up. And in your awareness, see if you can notice those things which arise and pass. And if there's any feeling, any wish not to cling to anything that arises, appreciate that wish to not cling, to not get entangled or involved. Allowing the tendency to cling or to get preoccupied or to want or not want. To let it begin to fade or to thin out. And when what you were caught up in ceases, appreciate that ceasing. Appreciate that what you were caught up in, you no longer are caught up. Breathing in and breathing out.